Now the audit has been completed, it's time to conclude our results. This activity is to show you how important water conservation is. Of all the water resources in the world, only 2.5% is drinkable fresh water. The rest is salt water. And most of the fresh water resources are frozen in icebergs and glaciers. Only a small portion is available for drinking. Since water is the origin of life, we must save as much water as we can and protect such a valuable resource. So, children, how can we save water in our daily lives? Some people suggest we use water-saving taps with a flow rate of about 2 liters per minute. How much is 2 liters? And are the taps here over or under this standard? Today's school water audit has given you a chance to personally measure how much water you consume when you turn on the water taps and when you flush the toilets here. You have also been able to investigate whether some school areas are wasting water or using too much of it on a regular basis. Soon you can give suggestions to help your school to improve. Now I will give you 5 minutes for your group to discuss its findings. Meanwhile, you need to prepare a report on the following: your audited areas and results, your observations of the water used here, suggestions to reduce water consumption, and your overall impressions of today's audit. I hope every team member will speak up. All right, let's start our discussion now. Time is up. Which team would like to come up and share its views?
We would!
Please come up here.
The water taps here discharge 200 milliliters of water in just 5 seconds on average. Imagine the amount of water we use in a 5-minute shower. We need to save water.
We found that the traditional type of water taps discharge even more water. We measured a discharge of 750 milliliters of water in 5 seconds, which adds up to a lot of water wasted. We found the shower heads in the changing rooms are water efficient, as they all have grade 1 water efficiency labels. We also measured the flow of the irrigation tap. I think that the tap should be better maintained because water is dripping out at the end of the pipe even after the tap has been turned off.
This child is observant. However, even if a little water drips out of a long irrigation pipe after the tap has been turned off, it doesn't mean it's leaking. As long as the dripping does not continue for a long time, it's fine.
I think we should replace the water tap in the disabled washroom because of its very high flow rate.
We all know that water consumption of traditional water appliances is higher than that of water-saving appliances, but not all water appliances in our school are water efficient. So I suggest that our school replace all the water appliances with water efficient ones. Then we can reduce our consumption.
Through this activity, I learned how to save water and the importance of water.
By taking part in this activity, I realized that I use a lot of water.
Participating in the school water audit has been very meaningful and fun for me. I have also learned that water is a very precious resource and therefore we should treasure it and consume less.
Next, we're going to perform a short skit to remind everyone to save water.
We can save water by storing the water we use for rinsing rice.
And we can also store the water used for rinsing vegetables.
Oh, that's good. But what can we possibly do with so much water? Actually, we can use it to replace tap water for irrigation. That way we can use it to grow fruits and vegetables as well. So we're being environmentally friendly.
We can also use the stored water to water our plants. Remembering these methods can help you save water. Everybody should participate.
Everything you heard just now were the students' personal opinions. What will you learn after the audit? Remember to share what you have discovered with your friends and families too. All right, looks like our time's up for today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.